This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Mayor Sherelle Parker gave her budget proposal to City Council today, seeking cuts in the business tax and a major new investment in housing. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Mayor Parker told Council she'll continue to increase spending on cleaning, greening, public safety, and economic opportunity, but a major focus for next fiscal year will be beginning in earnest to fulfill her pledge of 30,000 units of housing.
This is going to be an historic, unprecedented investment for Philadelphians.
She said the five-year budget plan includes $800 million in bonds for the program and promised more funding details later this month. But perhaps the boldest proposal is cutting business taxes so that by 2039, the gross receipts portion ends and the net profits tax is less than half what it is now.
The five-year plan also includes the largest ever reserve for city worker contracts at $550 million and a $95 million reserve against the loss of federal grants. There will be months of hearings on the proposal before it's put to a vote. Crews in South Jersey have fully contained a wildfire that threatened properties in Franklin Township, Gloucester County. KYW's Tim Jimenez the story.
The wildfire broke out in the woods around Pennsylvania and Proposed Avenues. This is close to Mary F. Janvier Elementary School. It was first spotted about 3:30 yesterday afternoon, and officials say early on as they were trying to tackle the flames, 60 structures were threatened. The fire spread to 191 acres, but the New Jersey Forest Fire Service and local fire companies worked through the night and into the morning to protect the property. No one had to be evacuated and no injuries were reported. The fire was fully contained at about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Cause of the fire is under investigation. State fire crews will stick around for a few days as a precaution. Officials say there will be smoke in the area until there is significant rainfall. A Pennsylvania House committee has advanced a bill that would prohibit remote stalking. It's one of a handful of bills from last session that had strong support but stalled out before the session ended. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
One of the bills that moved unanimously out of the House Judiciary Committee from Western PA Democrat Lindsey Powell would make it a crime to use a tracking device like an Apple AirTag to stalk someone without their knowledge. It passed the State House last year 199-1 but stalled in the State Senate. Powell says they have the support of the Pennsylvania Chiefs of Police and the ACLU.
What we know and what we see and what officers are seeing across the Commonwealth and the country is that this particular technology is being misused to stalk people without their knowledge.
The legislation has exemptions for law enforcement, fleet managers, and parents and guardians.
Another bill that also moved out of committee without any negative votes comes from Delaware County Republican Craig Williams. It's aimed at protecting visitation and custody rights of service members who are deployed, with Williams saying regaining fair custody after the deployment can be, in his words, a nightmare. A version of the legislation moved out of committee last session but never made it to the floor for a full House vote. Both bills now head to the House for further consideration. It's been 5 years since Philadelphia Police Sergeant James O'Connor was killed in the line of duty while serving an arrest warrant to a homicide suspect in the city's Frankfort neighborhood. Today, a memorial service was held in the Northeast to remember the fallen hero. As KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, his son continues to honor his legacy.
Family and friends gathered inside the SWAT headquarters along State Road in the Northeast, where then-Corporal James O'Connor received his final assignment to help detain a homicide suspect.
This is where Jimmy would want us to be today.
The unit was met by gunfire that day, and though O'Connor was wearing protective gear, a single bullet struck him between where his vest meets his flesh, killing him almost instantly, leaving his two children and wife Terry heartbroken.
Days like this are extra hard.
Terry spoke to the crowd about what the last 5 years have been like and how incredibly proud her Jimmy would be of their son, also named Jimmy, who now works as a canine officer. She says with a very protective dog named Corp, after his dad.
Terry says her family tries to keep Jimmy alive every day and that her son, who has always wanted to be a cop, is carrying on the family legacy. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.